Amos chapter 13, Mishnah 13, Hanaderes Hano Miyavameh. If a woman prohibits herself by a vow, she takes a vow that she's not going to derive any benefit from her brother-in-law. And she does it b'chaya bala, she does it while her husband is still alive. So whatever, she has a fight or an issue with her brother-in-law, she gets upset with him, she takes a vow that she's not going to derive any benefit from him. But then what happens is that her husband dies childless. So now she falls for yibum to this guy, and she's taken her brother-in-law, she's taken a vow not to get any benefit from him. So in this case, we compel him, the Yavam, to give her chalitza. Okay? And adds in here in the commentaries that she also receives a kesuva. So she can go out, she gets chalitza, she gets all her kesuva payment, and she can go out. But la'acha misas bala, but if she takes this vow after her husband's death, now the reason she's taking the vow is to get out of doing the whole mitzvah of Yibum and Chalitza, so she takes this vow. So in this case, is the Mishnah Mavakshin Haminish Yachritza. We don't force him, we request of him to give her Chalitza. And what does it mean really, we request of him? It means that if he's willing to submit to Chalitza with her and give her Kesuva, good. But if not, then she waives her Kesuva rights, and they compel him to give her chalitza. So she's got to get chalitza because she took his vow. But if he's willing, he can give it like in a willing way and also give her kesuva. Or if not, she forfeits her kesuva payment because she took the vow after, you know, in the yibum scenario already. So it's almost like a financial punishment for her to do that. And so too, if she intended this, even during her husband's lifetime, then they also request him to submit chalitza from her, meaning that if when she took the vow, she didn't take it because she had an issue with her brother-in-law and she was having a fight with him or whatever, she did it specifically so that she would never fall into a yibum scenario. Again, we set it up as before, that we say to the yibum, the yavam, that you can either give her chalitza and a ksuba willingly, or if not, we'll force you to give her chalitza, but then you don't have to give her her kesuva payment.